Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, it's Spelling Bee time.
Your word is rumors.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Fleetwood Mac recorded a classic album, Rumors, 40 years ago.
R-U-M-O-U-R-S. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding. I didn't know if we were giving a reaction.
Okay, and we are back in the basement, and Patrick, what is this that I have now?
Okay, so what you're drinking, Jim, is a blood orange Goza.
Gozer, it sounds like from Ghostbusters.
Goza.
Goza, okay.
Yeah, so it's a very salty kind of a beer, right? And bubbly, almost like champagne-like. And then this one has a little blood orange in it. So I have a favorite beer store that I go to. I always try to buy 1 6-pack in cans of the weirdest thing I can find.
And they're ready for you. They say, like, here's the weird guy.
He's coming in.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
The weird guy over there. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. We don't talk too much about beer, but mostly we talk about music. And on this episode, we're going to talk about important, I think, anniversary of a certain record that was really huge. But don't even say what it is. Just listen to this. Go Your Own Way from Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, released 40 years ago this past weekend.
Yeah, man. Over the weekend, somehow the anniversary slipped by. 40 years since 1977.
You remember when it came out?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much. You know, I picked up on it later. I think I had like older cousins that were into this record, you know, and I can remember them wearing corduroy and some sort of vests and like putting this record on the turntable and being like, that's kind of cool.
I just remember this was still an era, 1977. I mean, obviously FM radio was really big, so that, you know, partly propelled this record, but AM radio was still big too, and it was an AM hit kind of record as well. It kind of crossed over to both, right?
It really did. It was one of those rare records that worked on both formats. And 2 years prior, Fleetwood Mac had released a self-titled record, which is actually like their eighth or ninth or tenth record.
It was sort of the what you would now call a reboot
band, right? That's right.
Because they added Buckingham Nicks.
As kind of an esoteric British blues band, right? Kind of an uptight band. And they had a huge hit on that previous record, Rhiannon, and it kind of foreshadowed what you were going to hear on Rumors.
Honestly, I didn't really, as I mentioned on an episode we had on last week, I think it was, I kind of came late to the Fleetwood Mac party. It was not a band that ever really registered that much with me at the time. I would like to say because I was like totally into punk rock at the time, but that wasn't true. I got into punk rock a little bit later than this, but I think I had, and I don't feel this way anymore, but at the time I think it felt like it was that kind of soft rock, easy listening kind of thing. What's funny is if you ever watch the movie Sid and Nancy, there's a part where the Nancy, you know, sort of dismisses Stevie Nicks. She's like, she's dressed a certain way and she says, I look like effing Stevie Nicks, right? There was always this kind of feeling like Fleetwood Mac was sort of like one of those big corporate sort of bands. But I got to tell you, over the years, I've developed a huge appreciation for this band, and Rumors in particular. When you go down this list of songs, it is really amazing. I mean, these are great, great pop songs. What's beautiful about this band is because you had all these different influences, Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, the McVees, you know, you had
Fleetwood.
Yeah, you had a lot of different, you know, kind of songs, but they all sort of came together and fit together in some weird way, right?
I remember, too, as a younger man, seeing this record in a few collections of my older cousins or at Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter holidays, you'd go look at their records. But I remember spending a lot of time looking at Stevie Nicks on the back. really actually going, man.
All right, let me see. Yeah.
You know, when you're like 12, 13, man, yeah, you're like, wow, yeah. I don't know how good this record is, but.
Here's what I would suggest we do. Let's hear a little bit of another song.
Okay.
I want to play what has become my favorite song off of Rumors. It's the first cut, and it is such a great, great pop song. I love it to death now. It is Secondhand News.
You and I have a new podcast, Jim.
Yeah.
It's fun to get together every day for coffee.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. It's kind of our morning ritual.
It's called Rock in the Suburbs, which is what we do. We're rocking it and we're living it.
Wake up, Rock in the Suburbs. We're competing with Good Morning America and some of those other shows.
Okay, we only have a short amount of time here, so let's tell people what they should do.
They should rate and review us on iTunes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And subscribe.
Right.
And if you don't have iTunes, if you listen to us through Audio Boom, you should follow the show there, because then you get updates on the show.
That's right.
All right. So do those things. It'll help us out. We would really appreciate it. That's it. Okay, we're back in the basement. Patrick, have you ever seen Fleetwood Mac live?
I have seen them once,
yeah,
and in a slightly convoluted formation. Somebody was missing.
Okay. Well, Christine McVie was out of the band for a while, right?
That's probably who it was, yeah. So it was definitely not an optimum experience, right? Okay. It wasn't on one of the reunion tours or anything like that. It was kind of a later version that was still like sort of limping along, right? But I will say, I once reviewed a Stevie Nicks concert where Boz Scaggs opened up, and that was fantastic. My wife and I went, and it was just such a great show, man. She played all the hits. She was in great voice. People were leaving bouquets of roses and flowers on the stage, like spontaneously when certain songs would come up.
Yeah, people really have an emotional reaction to Stevie Nicks, right?
Really the Gypsy Queen.
Not the kind of reaction you were talking about earlier.
No, different one.
Kind of a different one. Yeah.
She looked a little different. And, you know, I think going back to Secondhand News, man, not only is the production on that tune as tight as a drum, like it could not be tuned any tighter or any finer. I think for Rumors, for me, the tasteful mix of acoustic and electric guitars is really incredible. Like, listen to that song, right? There's just one clean guitar that just has just the right kind of Chuck Berry-ish tone. And then that acoustic guitar, really clean, just every now and then in the right place, but very tight, no reverb, nothing flashy. You know, it was just all put together so well.
It's one of those records where you listen to it. If you can listen to it with fresh ears, I really encourage you to try to do that again,
absolutely,
because it's like these perfect little pop songs, perfectly arranged and recorded. Mm-hmm. Each one like sort of its own unique little thing. It's a great record. It took me a long time to come around to it, and I'm so glad I did. So you have a story about one of the songs, right?
I do.
Would you like to tell that now?
I would love to tell the story. So the song is You Make Love and Fun.
Uh-huh.
And back when I was a kid, when I was a younger man, this is slightly post working in the record store days and slightly before doing other things, I had a fanzine. I made my own fanzine.
Oh, yeah, right.
And my fanzine was called Sweet Portable You.
Sweet Portable You.
Yeah, and our idea was that it was very disposable. So a lot of fanzines, you know, you and I were looking at some fanzines earlier
here
from
in your
the
basement.
Collection. Yeah,
yeah.
And you, when you came in tonight, you picked up the Touch and Go anthology, right? We were looking at that fanzine. And just talking about the amount of work that went into it and how hard it was. And so I conceived of the idea at one point to just have a very disposable piece of paper, like just something you read on the fly and like set down.
Kind of like this podcast. Yeah.
Anyway, the idea came from me mishearing You Make Love and Fun, there's kind of a part of it where I think they say, Sweet Comfortable You. Uh-huh. And I thought for years that what they were really saying was Sweet Portable You. And I thought that was so great. Like, I would pick you up and take you with me when I needed you. Given all the transitions and the tumult that was happening, you know, emotionally and relationship-wise in Fleetwood Mac, I always thought that was such a brilliant line. Sweet portable you. I'll use you when I need you, and I'll be sweet to you then. And then the rest of the time, I won't even think about you. So I thought, what a great idea for a, you know, title of a fanzine. So I stole it. But it turns out they never said that.
No. And you couldn't just go to, like, lyricsgeek.com or something like that, right? Like, that didn't exist.
No.
Yeah. So when you misheard lyrics back then, you just thought that's what they were. It's they gospel. Were just, they were your lyrics.
Yeah, man, you right? wrote them down in your notebook.
That's right.
And you wrote songs around them, and you thought about them.
That's right? Really funny. Did in the course of publishing this fanzine, though, did anyone ask, like, where did this come from? Did you explain that was from the song? Did anyone ever correct you? Or
early on, we figured out, yeah, that okay. there was a mistake. But, you know, that just made it all the more great.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. So that's from the song You Make Love and Fun, yep. which is a great song on the record. Also on...
Are we going to hear that?
We will at the end
oh,
here.
Okay.
We will hear that. And also on Rumors is the song Dreams, which was a huge hit song.
What a song.
We heard Go Your Own Way. Yep. Also Don't Stop, which became the Bill Clinton theme song many years later.
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
The Chain, Gold Dust Woman.
A very underrated tune. The last tune on the record, Gold Dust Woman, I think is a very underrated kind of slower jam. A little longer than most of the songs,
yep.
but man, it's cool. You know, it's got some dirge to it, but it's really powerful.
And another underrated song on here is I Don't Want to Know.
Yeah, great song. And, you know, we were talking about, like, these little orphan songs, and there are not many of them in the history of the world, but what about these songs, these kind of weird songs that are on these Stone Cold classic albums, you know? Oh, what is this doing on here?
Right.
It's like the one oddball, but there's a couple on Rumors.
Out of the 11 songs, you know, most people would probably recognize 8 or 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have like 2 or 3 that maybe...
Yeah, that are kind of these little weird orphan songs.
Yeah.
Songbird, like, definitely being one.
Songbird, Never Going Back Again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Daddy.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Yep.
Oh, Daddy, you know you make me cry. How can you love me? I don't understand why. Oh, Daddy, if I can make you see if there's been a fool around, it's got to be me. Yes,
you got to fill out the record, right? But well, they're not bad songs.
Well, you do, but they're not bad. Yeah,
no,
and
no.
In context.
That's right.
Yeah,
they can't
fantastic.
All be hits.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, Fleetwood Mac Rumors, we salute you. And you are listening to Rock in the Suburbs, and you can listen to the show on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, more to come soon. Promise it. You can also find the show at suburbspod.com. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
ROCK.
In the USA. That's not part of the that's not part of the email address.
Right.
Okay. Also, find us on Facebook or Twitter at suburbspod.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are getting what we're going for here.
Yeah.
Also, there is a phone line that you can call, and you can leave a message, and then we'll put your voice on the phone. You can talk about Fleetwood Mac Rumors. You can talk about some other album that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us recipes You can talk about, you know, spring gardening tips,
seeds,
whatever you'd like.
If you want to send us seeds, are important. That'd be nice.
We need seed tips. You can talk about beer, which we talked about at the top of the show. Anyway, that if you want to call that, the number is 612-440-1984.
And I will say this, if you have one of those landline phones with that has the letters on the dial, if you dial ROCK in the USA, that's our party hotline.
It might or might not be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might get someone else.
I like the people who actually really, truly dial the phone, right? Like actually, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then where was I going with this? I guess all that's left to say is that I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are going to leave you with You Make Loving Fun.
God bless you, sir.